Our scripture reading this morning comes from the 10th chapter of John's Gospel, beginning in verse 1. Very truly I tell you, anyone who does not enter the sheepfold by the gate, but climbs in by another way, is a thief and a bandit. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep hear his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice. They will not follow a stranger, but they will run from him because they do not know the voice of strangers. Jesus used this figure of speech with them, but they did not understand what he was saying to them. So again, Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and bandits, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters by me will be saved and will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Lord, we want to hear your voice calling us. We want to know your ways. We seek to hear your word now as we pray for the courage to act upon what the Spirit is saying to the church. For we ask all this in the name of the risen Christ. Amen. Every year on the fourth Sunday of Easter, the Revised Common Lectionary suggests scripture passages about sheep. Always the 23rd Psalm, and always one of three sections from this 10th chapter of John. And so because we think we know where the sermon is headed, we tend to shift into neutral, assuming we already know what the preacher is going to say, and so we can just coast along on autopilot for the next 10 or 12 minutes. Trust me, I get it. It's a struggle to read this passage without bringing all my assumptions into it. Jesus is the good shepherd, right? Wrong. Nowhere in these 10 verses does Jesus call himself a shepherd. He will later in this chapter, but not yet. In this passage, the only thing Jesus says about shepherds is that they come and go by the gate. He himself is not the shepherd. Jesus says, "I am the gate." Now, that's a little bit of a problem for me because I don't like gates. I don't like gates because they seem to say that some people get to be in and other people have to be out. Gates say, if you're one of us, wow, you're welcome, you belong here. But it also allows the people on the inside to say to those on the outside, ooh, you're not like us. You're not welcome. And if you've ever been on the outside like that, whether it was a club or a kickball team or a friendship or a border, you know what it feels like, lonely and left out. Except that feeling sad or lonely or left out can very quickly turn to resentment and anger, understandably. So no surprise that so many people have so many negative impressions about the church. Because whatever our intentions, scriptures like this one tend to get interpreted to sound as if those on the inside are saying to those on the outside, you don't belong here. And if that's the way we're using this story, then I don't blame them one single bit. The history of the church is littered with gatekeeping battles, and that wreckage haunts us still. There was a cartoon floating around the internet at Easter time. It's that old painting of Jesus standing at a closed door. He knocks and his voice bubble reads, "Let me in." voice from inside says, "Why?" Jesus says, "So I can save you." The voice inside the door asks, "Save me from what?" And Jesus answers, "From what I'm going to do to you if you don't let me in." Now, who could blame people for being angry? If church is nothing more than doors and fences and gates to keep us in and others out, then I, for one, don't want any part of it. And so when Jesus calls himself the gate, conjuring up images of security lines and checkpoints and watchdogs and other things I do not want to associate with him, it creates a theological disconnect for me. It doesn't match what I know of Jesus from other places in the Gospels, the one who eats with sinners, the one who befriends the outcast and heals the lame and the blind and appears first to women at the empty tomb. Is Jesus really deciding here who's in and who's out, or dividing people of differing faiths? Because a few verses from now, he's going to say, "I have other sheep who are not of this fold." When Jesus calls himself the gate, I stumble over that enough that it really makes me pay attention. And what happens is that if you listen closely, you discover that he is saying something altogether different than what we assume. The shepherd calls the sheep by name and leads them out. The shepherd goes ahead of them, and the sheep follow because they know the voice of their shepherd. Jesus says, "I am the gate," and then goes on to say, "Whoever enters by me will be saved and will come in and go out and find pasture." But here's the thing. The gate doesn't determine who can come in and who can't. There's no voice at the TSA checkpoint reminding you that only those with 1 quart clear bags containing 3 ounce bottles of liquids can enter. There's no bouncer on a stool outside the nightclub letting in only the most hip and attractive patrons. There's no border guard waiting for the appropriate passport. The purpose of the gate isn't to keep some sheep in and some out. It isn't a dividing line between welcome and unwelcome, or good and bad, or desirable or undesirable. Apparently, all sheep are welcome. The gate does not determine who can come in and who can't. As she so often does, my friend Anna Carter Florence, who teaches preaching at Columbia Seminary, helped make sense of this for me. Anna says it this way. She says, "We go out and we come in even when we are saved. The gate marks a place to rest and a place to graze. The rhythm of in and out is necessary to life, because the green pastures, the still waters, are outside the gate. A sheep that flat out refuses to go out will die. Likewise, a sheep that flat out refuses to come in when the call comes may be lost. So the gate is part of life and key to life, not because it keeps us out or in. It simply marks the boundary between what we are to do in each space. The secret to saving the life of a sheep is to know when it is time to go out and when it is time to come back in. The point is to listen to the voice that you recognize above all others and to follow that call." To say it another way, the gate is not looking to divide, but to protect. Jesus is the gate. We come in and we go out and we come in again. The shepherd calls the sheep to a safe place to pasture and a safe place to rest. It's not up to us to decide who gets to cross the gate. That is God's job. Our job is just to listen for the voice. It's interesting to think about this passage in light of our safer at home orders. 2 months ago, when we first began to shelter in place, there was a real spirit of unity. We're all in this together. The partisanship and angry divisions that marked the first part of the year seemed to just melt away as we faced a common enemy in the coronavirus. But as this pandemic drags on, that unity has begun to wear thin. Op-ed pages in newspapers across the country are suggesting a bias towards those carrying COVID-19 antibodies and a disdain for those of us who may not. As of Wednesday, our own governor was facing backlash for allowing businesses to open in the state's largest municipalities, while those of us in the 89 less populous counties were to stay under tight restrictions for another month. We seem no longer to be all in this together. It's such a microcosm of life. Restrictions are fine as long as they don't restrict us. Economic or racial or political divides are not my problem as long as I'm among the privileged. Gates are fine as long as we're on the inside. And in light of all that, I think Jesus has a word for us today. Just as we have been welcomed, now it is our turn to welcome all God's people and to provide pasture for every flock. And when the safe pastures of this world are threatened, when thieves come to steal and kill and destroy, may we echo the voice of the one who calls all people to life abundant. Amen.